Kwarumba nayo tindo akazo jara akanga kline sikarare jakana. Ju mukambe kuti ju. Ne twarumba pati ramhoka mhota mhota vanyina trainers ya mhota andinu.
Mhota andine.
Mhota andinu.
Mata go ndiwe utana.
Jitenge.
Jitenge.
Mata go ndiwe sama jitenge go djunga.
Go djunga go lino na lina. Kamuimba kagula
he. Okay.
Alimu na namba 50.
Twarumba pati. Okay, bye-bye. Agora vamos para a parte Maribu Junga, nome DJ Junga. Agora vamos para o Kelly Sony. Nada se prepara com bom lady. Until next time, eu garino Pepe. Vamos lá, Neutera. Como a programa onze. Aji Hagumbere. DJ Junga. O pai de Ju. Next time, Ju. Ju. Bye bye.
Village bunking, never know they like you've been wanting. So no more for next days now. Na FNB group savings account, saving na zero monthly defeat. Back no charge up a quarter and easy. Competitive saving rates. Saving best for you go yes. Flexible access yandalama. Mama ATM, mama bangalana. E-wallet yolo wangalana. Agent deposit your drone dalama. For app you can add to remove a member. How many members is your chidimba? No, I need your my physical meeting. But I'll be tired. I want some of my members. Banking just got better. Banking just got better. Saving at the group, Papa just got better. Saving in a trap, I'm just got better. The FND group savings account. The FND group savings account. FND group savings account.
FNB's group savings account is a secure way to save and a sure way to grow your money.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50. Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna kulala.
The headline on Kombon Radio.
Construction of the market at Shelter under Blushon Rock elates traders at Amufuira's Kavembe market. Dollars are Minsundu residents aged to avoid tampering with the areas where existing sinkholes have been filled up. And in African news, alleged coup plot leads to detention of Nigerian soldiers. To present the news in detail, my name is Sylvester Kaumba. Some traders at Kavembe Market in Impelembe Ward in Mufulila District have expressed a joy over the ongoing construction of the market shelter and ablution block funded under the Constituency Development Fund, CDF. The initiative aims to support vendors who currently operate along the streets and are limited to shorter trading hours. Local traders say the project will bring much needed relief and enhance their business operations. And Eunice Chitambo, a resident, noted that Kavembe Market draws customers from far-flung areas such as Kwacha, Utondo, and Zimba compounds, making their development a vital boost for the local economy.
abantu bakafula siyabe njina panse shokukala bafyo kutanchika asala ula nasimbi siya shalo muko wa polishi kiyonse fikala ishiki kwa papeni nima kechwe ya kwa chakamu ishiki waka kwa chakia kwa chikala mwoneka kwa chikali kwa venu kwa chikala kwa mpia bashi ndala moko shabu
na hito shakukai ya mingwele sino kutanchiko mula ndi waka suba so make chinga ya kwa kutu wa fula kwa nini chito kutu ya la inda kwa kutu ya mwini kwa mwini sheota Nati kisho abe nji wala firwa Akumula ndo waka suba Kumwanefa tuwa ambu oku bomba Kaini shina mkwana tukwa te chintre yone Chungulo kuchikule sikanga batubiki la ponama laiki Mkwai
Batubiki la kusena na sheota Na maname shibatu bikira Awa tukalaka uishate Kwa mwari mbinobu shikufu yoku kalatu wa mwini
Chief Chipalo, the Bemba speaking people in Luwingu district in Northern Province has expressed a fear that most people in his chiefdom will be disenfranchised because the issuance of national registration cards has not catered for everyone. The traditional leader has told Kombon Radio News in an interview that despite the ongoing registration of voters, most of his subjects are not in possession of NRCs to enable them to register as voters. Chief Chipalo has since urged the Electoral Commission of Zambia ECZ to critically rethink the situation and map out modalities to enable people to access NRCs.
Chona ide kwa ta kuicha bulanda kusanga amareji abantu tabakopwa amareji tabakopwa so idi kwena pana nkani na kile kina chupita ichi chao ichana nkani ichi hapa 24 October kwena ndefo kuya mwana wa DC fauti ya watu la nwa tuwalanisha ya na wati ya siku kasama vaisi wedili ya siku tila chao abantu kuhidisha anyakwa liko yu mkwayo cho denga mwasana mkutuku lembesha kujuku wa chalila ave ndi tabako puni tabako pwa chinshi chale ngele yo valela ndati matirio ya pwa yo hero nomba na wele na hili ya kila kutilati yao kanshi chawamu kumona wa DC kwa kutilati twice wa chinshi chale ngele abantu kutilati wakani ukupwa.
Now, Kitwe District Commissioner once more Ngonomo has given an update on the ongoing road construction project in Kitwe, saying that a significant progress has been made despite some delays. Speaking about the 16.25 kilometers of roads being worked on, Mr. Ngonomo noted that most of the roads have transitioned from gravel to a more permanent state. Mr. Ngonomo also highlighted the importance of inspecting the work to ensure quality, noting that the project involves multiple layers, including stone bases and a surface layer. The DC acknowledged that Kitwe has a large road network and the 16.25 kilometers are being worked on is just a small part of what is needed.
Okay, the 16.25 roads given to us through local government office. From the last meeting that we had with the minister, if you recall, all roads were in the gravel state. If you go and check now, the roads, most of the roads have been tarred. So I think we have made tremendous progress. That doesn't mean that we are very happy with the progress, no, because by now we should have finished the road. But there has been a great improvement. The contractor has run, and the contractor is doing a good job because we inspect to see how these roads are being done. As you may be aware, the road is not that thin layer of tar that we put on top. The work is down, is where the job is. So we've been watching to see how they are doing the roads and how they are compact.
Zambia Railways Limited has aided the community in Minsundu area in Indola to avoid tampering with the area where existing sinkholes have been filled up to prevent further development. Speaking during a community sensitization, Zambia Railways Limited Copper Belt Regional Manager Edwin Chonga said the existing sinkholes pose a danger to the community members, urging them not to collect their rocks in the existing sinkholes. He further revealed that Zambia Railways Limited plans to put up measures to divert water flow as a mitigating measure as the rainy season approaches.